Since today we talk about the Good Shepherd Sunday, and also we pray for vocations to priesthood, to diaconate, and to religious life. There is a poem or like another version of Psalm. I read this in a broadcast in EWTN in March 18, 2002. So it said here, "Who is your shepherd? The TV is my shepherd. I shall not want. It makes me lie down on the sofa. It is my soul. It leads me to the path of sex and violence for the advertiser's sake. Even though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruption, for the TV is with me. Its cable and remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial for me in the midst of my worldliness and anoints my head with secular humanism and consumerism. My covetousness runs over. Surely ignorance and laziness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of wretchedness, watching TV forever." Don't say amen. It's not good. So what we know that whatever we feed in our mind, in our eyes, in our senses, affects us. That's why in the olden times, we censor books that are poisonous to our spiritual life, and we don't allow Catholics to read them because, as you know, if it is poisonous, you don't have to taste it because it's already poisonous. And so, we also know the adage that garbage in, garbage out. So that's why, to contradict this, our addiction to entertainment or television, sports, and others, entertainment, we have in our St. Ignatius Press, for example, or St. Augustine Press, we have the form.org. That we subscribe, that you can watch a lot of movies about saints, a lot of good movies, Christian movies with values, and also some studies about our faith, the Bible, and other, and many saints, yeah. So I encourage you to rekindle your love for God, for our shepherd, to hear, to listen more to his voice by watching instead on these movies or programs. EWTN will be good too. And this will help us to be trained to listen to the voice of our shepherd. I know since you are here today, you are listening to the voice of our shepherd. And we can truly sing. We are his people, the sheep of his flock in our psalm. But whether we like it or not, we are also called to be shepherd for those, of course, mothers are shepherd. They are serving for the good of their children, including their husbands. We are all under the care of God, our merciful Father, his only Son, our Redeemer, and as a divine mercy for us sinners. So Jesus said in our gospel today, "I and the Father are one." What they are doing is that for our salvation, that we will have eternal life and will not perish. That's the will of God. But since we are human beings, we have free will, we can also reject this offer of God or accept it. So our challenge is how can we become good shepherd or good sheep first, listening to the shepherd, and then become good shepherd also to other people in charge. We are under our care. We will become good shepherd like our Lord if we listen to him. There are many voices that want our attention in our world today. So we have to identify the voice of God and follow what he says. Obedience to his will is our proof that we know God and he knows us. Jesus is the Word of God. So to listen to him is to read the scriptures and do whatever he tells us to do. To listen to him, Jesus had given authority to teach and forgive sins. He said in Luke chapter 10, verse 16, "Whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. And whoever rejects me, rejects the one who sent me." So to listen to him is to obey the Holy Mother Church, that is, the Church's magisterium, the teaching authority of the Church. As a good shepherd, we have to live and practice first what we will be teaching to those under our care. If not, they will not listen. They won't be where God wants them to be in their spiritual lives. So what are the characteristics of Jesus as the good shepherd? First, a good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. He is ready to make sacrifices for those whom he is responsible for. He values his sheep more than his own life. They are precious to him. That is why he is ready to sacrifice for them. And we can see this by seeing also the life of Saint Paul and also Barnabas, who were ready to sacrifice their lives, their reputation, just preaching the Word of God, preaching the name of Jesus. And in the end, they are even filled with joy and the Holy Spirit, even amidst suffering and rejection. A good shepherd does not work for pay. He works for the good of the ultimate owner of himself and of his sheep. God is the owner of all of us. When Jesus gave authority to Peter, he said, "Do you love me more than this?" "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And then Jesus said, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep." It is Jesus' sheep. We are all his. The apostles or the leaders of the church is not the owner. It is. So also, a good shepherd trusts in God and is secure in him and his gift of eternal life. He is not afraid of physical death because he knows he belongs to God now and for eternity. And as we heard in our second reading, assuring us even if we suffer in this world by following Jesus, we will be there in heaven. The Lamb will shepherd them and lead them to springs of life-giving water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is an intimate relationship with God, this wiping our tears in our eyes. Because our religion is not about self-help. This is about a relationship with our Savior, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. That's why we have to cultivate this relationship every Sunday, but we have also to use our form conscience in listening to his voice when we get out from this church and help others to know his voice, to hear his voice too. I have two questions for all of us here. When was the last time you did something out of your daily routine just to be closer to God, to hear his voice, to know him more, and to follow him more closely? We are all called to be holy. Our primary vocation as Christians is holiness, to become saints. So the second question is, with what you are doing now, especially in your prayer life, will those you are shepherding who follow your example become saints? As parents or grandparents, will your children or grandchildren become saints by imitating you? As a priest who is given the responsibility for shepherding everyone in this parish, I also ask myself, by the way I live my life, will those who follow my example become saints? For each of us, we can ask, does my lifestyle influence others to become saints? That's our homework. You can answer it as we live our life this whole week. May the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of Mercy, help us all to be like her Son Jesus, our good shepherd. Amen.